For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaKGreen.com. A guided meditation using rain. Take a few moments to scan your life. You might notice where you've turned on yourself in some way. Could be with your relationships with others. Could be something of your own behavior that maybe wasn't skillful. Maybe it's a conflict where you're feeling bad about yourself. Or maybe you're at war with yourself for the way you're behaving with a partner, a friend, or your child. Whatever it is, it could be something from childhood, adolescence, or adulthood, but it's something that just keeps poking at you. Something small. It makes you feel uncomfortable, unworthy, falling short, unlovable, not okay. Think about a situation that you'll work with. So we begin rain by recognizing that feeling, that thought, that belief that's poking at you, that's making you feel at war with yourself. Just recognize the thoughts and the feelings they bring up. And notice how you feel them in your body. And we're going to allow it, whatever it is, to be here right now. We're not going to try and change it. We're not going to fix it. We're just going to sit here where we're safe and let it be. This is how it is right now. This is how I feel right now when I think about this difficulty. You're strong enough to do it. Just be with it for this breath. And for this one, it's often at this step that you find your mind really trying to pull you away to other thoughts. Just tell the other thoughts, not now, and come back to just allowing that difficulty to be with you right now. And then we'll begin to investigate with curiosity, very gently. When you feel stuck in this situation, what does it feel like in your body? What feelings are strong? Anger, sadness, frustration, jealousy. What's the feelings? See if you can name the feeling. And what are the bodily sensations that go along with it? Do your shoulders tighten? Does your jaw lock down? Does your stomach have butterflies or indigestion? Are your hands tensed up? What happens in your mind? Do you run revenge scenarios through your imagination? Do you replay arguments with the accused, saying what you wish you would have said at the time? Are you focused on being right and making them wrong? What are you believing right now? Maybe it's that you'll always fail. Things will never get better. No one could love me. I'm not good enough. So that's what you're believing about yourself, but what are you believing about others' intentions? They're out to get you, or maybe they're suffering spilling over. Now ask yourself, how has living with this belief affected my life? Has it impacted your ability to relate to others, your creativity, your ability to enjoy life? Has it impacted your inner growth? How tightly are you holding on to that belief? And can you loosen your hold just a little bit? And again, look at the honest feelings in your heart, not just the anger, but the fear, the shame, the helplessness, the hurt, the sadness that sits right underneath that anger. And now look at your intention in this situation. Are you trying to tear others down and be one up? Make them wrong so you can be right? Or are you trying to understand them, improve the situation, strengthen the relationship? What is your intention? And now bring the focus of your attention to the most vulnerable part of you, wherever it is you feel the worst. And sense what that part needs, the part that doesn't feel like it's okay. Does it need to be seen in a different way? Does it need attention, safety, connection, understanding, love? Maybe it just needs to be held with kindness. What really matters? As you're feeling into that place that's not okay, you might experiment with putting your hand on your heart. That's the beginning of the nourishing part of RAIN. Perhaps there's some words you're going to offer to yourself. It's okay, sweetheart. I'm sorry and I love you. I'm sorry you're suffering. Just nourish yourself with self-compassion. Keep exploring what it feels like to really let love flow in. You've got that inner goodness inside of you. Let it bubble up. Really feel it. Sometimes putting a half smile on your face helps to feel that inner goodness and love. Just having the intention to let love flow inwardly deconditions the tendency to be at war with ourselves. Sense the tenderness and the spaciousness of just sitting here, letting love in, or intending to let love in. And we'll end this meditation with a couple of long, slow, deep breaths.